The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory be unto you, O Lord. He who was and is and is to come, the name of the Lord be praised, the name of the Lord be glorified, the name of the Lord be exalted and be uplifted. Beloved, power for today is coming your way. Power for today has just begun. We decided to play the previous voices to just activate ourselves before. Today is the 219th day of the year 2023, the 7th day of August 2023. Blessed, 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 blessed. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We exalt you. We uplift you. We give you all the glory.
We thank you Maranto this Saki, we bless your holy name, we uplift you and exalt you. We celebrate your holy name this day. We thank you, Father, for all that you've done for us. Thank you, Father, for sending your angels, Lord, to watch over us, for covering us with the blood of Jesus Christ, for protecting us through the night and giving us another day like this, to see the light of day, to live, O God, and to be called among the living. We are thankful to you this morning, Father, Lord, for this opportunity to gather under your feet. Thank you, Lord, for your presence in our midst. Thank you, Lord, for your presence in the studio. Thank you, Lord, for what you have in store for us this morning. We thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you this morning. We are so grateful unto you. Unto you alone be all power. Unto you alone be all glory. Unto you alone be all worship. Unto you alone be all honor. Unto you alone be all adoration. Blessed, 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 blessed art thou, Lord God Almighty, he who was and is and is to come. Your name be glorified. Your name be worshipped. Your name be honored. Your name be adored and be exalted. We have come before you, O God, through the blood of Jesus Christ. We have approached, O God, the throne of grace, Father, to obtain mercy, 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 O Lord. We are before you to obtain mercy. We are before you this morning and this day to obtain mercy, O Lord, to obtain mercy, to obtain mercy, O Lord. We come through the blood of Jesus. We come in the power of the Holy Spirit. Help us, Holy Spirit. Help us and lead us and guide us into the presence of the Lord. Inspire the prayers that we should pray this morning. Touch every life that is already online. And those who will be joining, O Lord, touch us, touch us, touch us. Impart us, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Shaba kabayata kaba ipatu shali kratu ritosh kata ma mali karatos kata. Hallelujah. Lead us through, we pray. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I say resurrection good morning to beloved sons and daughters of God who are already online. And those who be joining, the Lord has given us a brand new life. In a brand new day, we give glory to the living God. I welcome you to Power for Today. power for today. Today is the 219th day of the year 2023, 219th day of the year 2023, the 7th day of August 2023, in the year of our Lord. I welcome you to Power for Today, coming to you from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi down near Ebony Hotel. As usual, I'm the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys and Boja Worldwide and Pascal, all working under the media team. This morning, our team is, now is my time to give God and myself and my situation no rest. Now is my time to give God, myself, and the situation no rest. Now is my time to give God, myself, and the situation no rest. Beloved, I still want to repeat. Anytime we are repeating scripture, God repeats himself. He wants that scripture to be etched, to be a pattern of that scripture to be developed in our minds and our hearts. So once again, we want to go to our main scriptures, Isaiah 62, verse 8, verse 6 and 7, in different versions, and then the parable in Luke chapter 18. So, reading from King James, I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, who shall never hold their peace day or nor night. Yea, that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence. Verse 7, and give him no rest till he establish and till he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. American Standard Version say, ye that Jehovah's remembrances, ye that are Jehovah's remembrances, take ye no rest. Yes, you. I thought I'm the only one who uses those terms. I'm seeing this in the Bible for the first time. Remembrances, take ye no rest and give him no rest. Another translation. Another translation reads RHM. That is the Emphasized New Testament. A new translation. J.B. Rotherham. Dr. J.B. Rotherham, his translation is the Emphasized New Testament, a new translation, J.B. Rotherham. He also translates it this way. Upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, I have appointed watchmen all the day and all the night through. Let them not hold their peace. O ye that put Yahweh in mind, do not take rest to yourselves, neither give rest unto him, until he establish and until he set forth Jerusalem as a praise in the earth. Jerusalem translation says, on your walls, Jerusalem, I have set watchmen, day or night, they must never be silent. You will keep Yahweh mindful, must take no rest, nor let him take rest, till he has restored Jerusalem and made her the boast of the earth. New English Bible translation says, I have posted watchmen on your walls, Jerusalem, who shall not keep silence day or night. You who invoke the Lord's name, take no rest, give him no rest, until he makes Jerusalem a theme of endless praise on earth. I like this. A theme of endless praise. Beloved, give yourself, and give that delay, the power behind that delay. Those are the things we are dealing with at the 11th hour prayer parade. We are dealing with powers behind situations. Say, give them no rest until you become a theme of endless praise on earth. Until you become a theme. Let me tell you, before December this year, somebody will become a theme. I say, you become a theme of praise. You become the talk of the town. Until you become the talk of the town. Let me tell you, I'm just receiving a lot of things that I've never received in my 60 years of life on earth. Look, the greatest blessing is for people to gossip about you. I'm telling you. Look, the greatest blessing is for people to lie about you. Is for people to gossip about you. Look, what do you think would have been the woman with the issue of blood? When later that woman was restored. In Acts chapter 3, the first miracle that the disciples performed, Peter and John, the cripple at the gate. Don't you think that cripple will become the talk of the town? What about the blind Bartimaeus? What about the blind Bartimaeus? Look, don't hide. People are living fake lives just because of people. What people will say, keep on wearing that one shoe, that one attire, that one dress. Keep on wearing like I used to wear before. I'll wash it in the evening. Saturday, I'll wash it. Because that's the only thing I wear. If there is a wedding, wash it. Early Sunday morning, I'll use iron you put on it to make shoo, for water to come out, vapor. Iron it and wear it and go to church. Yes. Let people know. And do you know? Let people gossip about you. When you are coming, they stop. You say, "Oh, so you were gossiping about me." Laugh and thank God. Do you know why? Because very soon you are going to be a theme, the theme of praise, the theme of praise. Look, from today, rejoice when people are insulting you. I am not saying that you should do things that will cause people to insult you. I'm not saying that you should live in a way that will offend people. No. Just be yourself. Just be yourself. Because, look, sometimes it must become deadly before it becomes living. It must become dirtier to become better. It must become worse to become worthier. Not you making it worse. Leave it unto God. I say, leave it unto God. Kamayata kabaya. There is a situation myself and the lady pastor have gone through for a year now. We have seen God. I'm telling you. We have seen the manifestation of God. What it means that I am with you always. Sometimes you are given 2 hours to respond. You are given 3 hours to respond quickly. Otherwise, a decision is being taken. You have not prepared. Oh my God, I am saying this unto your glory. Before you, oh my God, God is, oh God, There is a term now. God, you are too much. God, you are too much. God is too much. God is just too much. I am now understanding. God wants us to know a dimension of him. That is why he has brought this situation. Look, sometimes you are given just 1 hour. And within that 1 hour, 20 minutes to the end of the 1 hour, something happens. God has never left us. We now understand the scripture that says that I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Let me tell you, when you hand over everything to him, it doesn't mean that when you hand over everything, let me tell you what it means to hand over the battle, hand over everything to him. When the Bible says that the battle is the Lord's, the battle is not yours, it doesn't mean that you don't do anything. You focus on him. You focus your attention. You are waiting for the instruction he will give you. You are waiting for the direction he gives you. You are still praying. Whilst you are praying, you are conscious of yourself. Pray for sensitivity and discernment. How to discern the Holy Spirit. How to be sensitive. That's the meaning. He is working. There is a hand working behind the scene. There is a hand working behind the scene. Another translation, James Moffat. James Moffat translation, the New Testament, a new translation. That's the name of the translation. The New Testament, a new translation by James Moffat. Let's see how he translated. I have sentinels upon your walls, Jerusalem, who never hold their peace by day or night. Remembrances of the eternal never rest. Never let the eternal rest till it is done. Until he makes Jerusalem renowned on earth. Renowned on earth. Renowned on earth. And the final translation by Kenneth N. Taylor. Kenneth N. Taylor. His translation is called The Living Letters, the Paraphrased Epistles, Living Gospel, the Paraphrased Gospel, Living Prophecies by Kenneth N. Taylor. So The Living Letters, the Paraphrased Epistle by Kenneth N. Taylor. I'm using my 26th Bible translation Bible. It says, O Jerusalem, I have set intercessors on your walls who shall cry to God all day and all night for the fulfillment of his promises. Take no rest, all you who pray, and give God no rest until he establishes Jerusalem and makes her respected and admired throughout the earth. And make her respected and admired. Let me tell you, the more people are gossiping about you, you are going to end an everlasting respect from them. You are going to end an everlasting respect from them. On the 16th of July, I was a speaker. I was to speak in my former church. I tell you, after that, come and see how the old people were embracing me. And almost every person that comes to embrace me will remove the handkerchief and wipe their tears. Remove the handkerchief and wipe their tears. Almost, I was watching. So I asked one soldier man, I say, oh, soldiers don't cry. Then he started crying. I said, why? I said, Pastor, I couldn't help you those days. I couldn't help you those days. I couldn't just help you. I was not in the position to help. But when we see you today, we see you today, beloved, that is why you must live what? You must live, how do I say it? You must live your life, a genuine life. Don't go, I mean, me, left to me alone. When I go to places, only online, because of my people, that I say my church is located at Kotobabi Down. I always say pig farm. Pig farm. So when you think that, oh, so this man is living among pigs, you think like that. The day you mistakenly pass by, look, yesterday somebody entered my office. I have heard this thing 10 times. I was telling the person, you are the 10th person saying this. Uncle Ebo White said the same thing. The current regional superintendent said the same thing. The current general secretary said the same thing. The district pastor said the same thing. People have come there and said the same thing. He said, you are a man of standard. We need to learn from you. This office, I've been in offices. Scarcely you find a pastor's office like this. Say, scarcely you find a pastor's office like this. And you know, I also exaggerate. I confuse them. I tell them that all these lights, they are cameras inside. All these lights, they are cameras inside. Then they begin to shake. I just tell them that. All this, I say, everything here is very special. So we can see. We can see. Yes. The same people who have gossiped about you, let me tell you, they are going to change their gossip. Amen. I say, they are going to change their gossip.
Amen.
I like living, look, I like being myself. I don't dress, I look at myself. How do I look like? The moment it is fine on me, and I come out, sometimes I show myself to my wife, this and this, do they match? Or my own daughter, this and this, how do you see? Say, oh yes, it's good. No, this one, that if you put this rather, I say, okay, bah, I'm okay, I'm gone. I'm fine. I'm fine. I am not a stylish person, this is the new style. This is so and so. No. Once the thing fits me, it's fine. I'm okay. I'm okay. Be yourself. Let people gossip about you. Because the same mouth that gossip about you is going to praise you. The same mouth that gossip about you is going to celebrate you and praise you.
Amen.
That is why we are praying. Now is my time to give three things no rest. Give God no rest. Give yourself no rest. And give that situation no rest, a particular situation. Please, stop changing churches. Stop changing prophets. Your solution is not with any church or any prophet. In fact, please, the only reason why you should change a church or prophet, number one, when you are not getting the proper word, no proper prayer, and the spirit there, when the man of God is not living right, when the man of God is not in tune with God, and when the spirit the man of God is using is not right, you can change. Otherwise, let me tell you, look, your solution, what you are looking for, is determined by God and you. And we men of God, we are just to supply the word. I'm telling you, this watchman intercessors. Theologian says either they are angels or they are intercessors. Yes, spiritual watchmen. Do you know what they were declaring? They declare only the promises of God. In fact, when you go to Jerusalem, you go to Israel, and you go to the Wailing Wall, do you know how the Jews pray? They pray the Old Testament. Two ways they pray. When they pray the book, either they write their prayers and they'll be reciting to the wall. They'll be reciting to the wall and they'll be doing their head to the wall. Yes, I mean, they'll be sending their head front and back. They are reciting. They read prayers. They read. Or the Old Testament is there. Yes, you see, it is there. They pick one. They open. They are reading a particular promise. They pray promises. Find the word, a prophetic word he has given to you. Like Wednesday, the word came through one of our sisters. Echo, he said, now it is now. I am no more speaking into the future or in the past. It is now. So you said it is now. So let it be now. You said it is now. Let it be now. You said it is. Look, only today you have. Tomorrow is not yours. I'm telling you, tomorrow is not guaranteed. But the only reason why your tomorrow is guaranteed is because Jesus lives. He holds your tomorrow. That's why your tomorrow is guaranteed. Otherwise, your tomorrow is not guaranteed. Your tomorrow is not guaranteed. Your past is gone. But even your past, the blood of Jesus can trace your past and hurt and repair your past. Somebody should write this for me. Now you said now. So now is the time. Let it be now. Somebody should write it for me. Let it be now. God, you are the God of the now. Let it be now. Lord, let it be now. I want to see the God of the now. I want to know the God of the now. Let the God of the now intervene. Let the God of the now manifest himself. Let the God of the now. Christianity is the now into tomorrow. Is the now. Now into tomorrow. You must declare the now. So please, stop changing churches. Because you have found a man to marry you, so the man must take you to his church. From one church, you go to another, you didn't find the man there. You jump from there, you are in another place, giving a lot of excuses. That will never help you. Look, like I said yesterday, prayer helps you to know God's purpose. Before you say to a man, yes, I agree. Look, don't rush in anything. Especially when it comes to marriage, choice. And this is the best prayer point that I'm giving to somebody. I'm telling you, this is the best. This is the best too. This was what I did to get my destiny wife. Not an angel. Angels don't marry. It's human beings who marry. Angels don't marry. Human beings marry. Yes. So you can never get an angel. I'm not an angel. My wife is not an angel. There is no angel on earth. But somebody who will fix into God's purpose for your life. God, what is your purpose for me? Give me a man or a woman that will fit into my purpose, into your purpose for me. I'm telling you, one of the things I'll be teaching you is in Romans. It says, we are predestined. He knew us. We are behold predestined. He knew us before. He knew us before. So God, you knew me. You know me. And what does that mean? It means that because he knows you before, he also knows your husband to be before. He knows your wife to be before. God has a purpose for your life, what you should come to this earth to achieve. And he knows a man, A man that can fit into that purpose. A woman that can fit into that purpose. Even a career that can fit into that purpose. Ask God, Lord, this man that wants to marry me, does he fit into your purpose? That is why you see when they are going to marry, they are so much in love, in love, in love. Some of them, they start having sex together. They start doing things together. The man begin to go this way. And as he pray again. Now when I want to pray, my husband say, I'm making noise, I'm disturbing. Now, meanwhile, maybe God called you as a minister. Look, I know somebody who married and she can't sing again. She cannot sing again. Meanwhile, she was a praise and worship leader. And when they were courting, the man was happy with her. Oh, yes. One year she sang after marriage. 1 year she led again. After that, the man said, stop. He said, this is my ministry before. He said, stop. You see, that man was not in her purpose. She has missed a call. They are no longer in the church. Once a while, she will call and cry, Pastor, my ministry, what am I going to answer God? I say, I don't know. You pray. Is this man in God's purpose for me? That's what you should ask God when any man comes. When your mind is going on any woman, Papa, is this woman in your purpose for me? God will say yes. Purpose first. Before you consider other things. In fact, as a matter of whatever, purpose first. Before you consider whether the man has a job, you consider the height of the man. Before you consider other things. Purpose first. Before you consider the beauty of the woman. Before you consider other things. So, purpose first. When purpose comes in, tribe disappears. When purpose comes in, tribe is suspended. Height is suspended. Any other thing is suspended. Purpose first. I know a marriage. The woman cannot cook. It's the man who cooks. And they are so comfortable. Is the man who baths, the children. The man who carries the children at the back. Look, when you look, they are comfortable. People are gossiping, and this man is lazy, and this man is lazy, and this man has caused the man to be. The two of them, that is the purpose. That is a man of purpose. Is a woman of purpose. The people are comfortable, and you people are around, you are gossiping. The man doesn't see anything wrong. Look, I know another couple. I've seen things. So I know another couple. The woman is like the man. The woman is the one who leads when they are going to farm. The woman is the one who weeds. The woman is the... Look, she does what men do. And the man will be supporting. The man just does many... And you know, they are comfortable. The woman has no problem. That is what you call marriage of purpose. It's a talk of the town. And this woman, some people will go and ask her in my language. Ukunu, waye edruana. That's the meaning. Ukunu, waye edruana. They will say it in my dialect. Has your man bewitched you? Has your man pulled any juju on you? But you see, the woman will say, what? Did I tell you that it's a problem to me? Oh, I love him. Oh, he mentioned the man's name. Hey, he's my man. Oh, I love him. I love him. Oh, they are still alive today. They are still alive. They are old. They are still alive. They are still alive. They are over 80 years plus. They are still alive. The two of them, they are still alive. They sing in the choir. They are still alive. That is a marriage of what? Purpose. It is all about what? Purpose. Purpose first. When you get a man of purpose, even if you cannot cook, it is not a problem. But if you don't get a man of purpose, your hell will start here on earth. Everything you do, look, there are some, oh my God, if God has said something little, I would have been breaking marriages. But I cannot. I can't do it. Look, some women are dying. You can see that. And it pains me. The woman is doing everything. Sex. Everything. The man is not satisfied. It is not a marriage of purpose. He just married. It's not a marriage of purpose. A marriage of purpose, look, there are many faults, many negative things in your partner that you can cope with. It's not a problem to you at all. It's not a problem. Yes. But if it is not of a purpose, oh, always you are finding fault. Always this, always this, always this. So today, this week, we are giving God no rest. We are giving ourselves no rest. Like we are giving the situation no rest. We are wearing out that problem. Like the widow and the wicked judge in Luke chapter 18 in that parable. Why do you give yourself rest? When angels are enforcing the way. And you see, the reason, look, child of God, the moment you come to a point and say that, I've prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. I'm not saying anything. I'm tired. Look, keep on praying. I'm going to share something at the 11th hour parade, prayer parade at 11:30 today. Look, after you have done all to stand, stand. Keep on standing. Keep on praying. Don't give up. Keep on. And the good you are doing, keep on. And ask God, is there anything I'm doing wrong? One of the areas that we need to really pray, according to Isaiah chapter 14 from verse 12, the me, in fact, when I came home yesterday, in fact, God just showed me what happened at the church. When we were praying the me, I saw a shiny face smiling. Light, smiling, light, a shiny face inside light, and I can see smile. That means that heaven was happy that we were praying like that. That the real problem is me. I, when you read Isaiah chapter 14 from verse 12, 13, 14, 15, that was Satan, that was Lucifer. What he started saying, me, I, it was the I that caused him to lose his position in heaven. It does not mean that you should not be you. But your you as a child of God must be inspired by the Holy Spirit. What is inspiring your you? What is behind your you? What is inspiring your you? What is behind your me? Many people, let me tell you, most of our means are parental influence. Most of our means, somebody should write it for me. Most of our means are parental influence, cultural influence, traditional influence. They are not biblical. They are not Holy Spirit inspired. most of our me, as of me, I will not marry from this tribe. As of my family, we don't marry from this tribe. If you chase the history, it is because somebody from that tribe did somebody something bad. So they've come out with this thing that we will not marry from this tribe. It's purely human. Most of the me is purely human. Purely parental influence, tribal influence, ancestral influence. And we are limiting ourselves. But maybe in God's infinite wisdom, the man, the thing that will make your life is coming from somebody from that tribe. Let me ask you, have you received money? Have you received help? Have you received a contract or a job from somebody from that tribe before? As for that one you receive, if somebody from that tribe calls you and gives you $10,000, $100,000, will you receive that one you receive? But you say, I will never marry. I am not just saying that marry from any tribe. No. Like I was saying, I went for a funeral in one of the regions. It is not Volta region. It's not Uti region. One of the regions. It's not Ashanti region. One of the regions. I tell you, the way they treated the woman, the widow, and I got to know that the women were, people were just saying, say, ah, enuntina, aha, ye worry, we don't marry our men. Yes, women there don't marry their men. Because when you lose your husband, what they will do to you? So women get married from outside. I went, there was this Roman Catholic bishop. She was handling the thing. I went to the bishop and said, Bishop, so you are sitting down and they are treating this woman like this? He was just sitting down, looking at me. He said, what can I do? Is there a tradition? The place is very far. I said, look, we are going back to Accra. And look, 3:00, they said the woman, and they didn't tell the woman earlier the things she should bring home so that she will prepare. The things they told her, she already sent. When she sent the thing, she said, those are not the things. Rather this one. Rather this one. Where is the woman going to pass? At that time, up to 3:00, up to 3:00, until the woman provides. Hey, there I said, my daughter will never marry from this tribe. There are reasons, good reasons. I'm telling you, choose. But you know, let it be in the purpose of God. But if a man comes from there, and that man is in the purpose of God for my daughter, I will surrender. I will surrender. I will surrender. That's all I'm talking about. I will surrender. I will surrender. The me. I will never attend this church. Me. Look at this place. Me, this. Me, this. Your problem is the me. The me has settled you too much. The me has limited you. Say, my Father in heaven. Deliver me from the me.
Deliver me from the
deliver
me.
Deliver me from the me.
Deliver me from the me.
I confess every me.
I confess every me.
Deliver me, deliver 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 me. Deliver me, deliver me.
Deliver me,
deliver me. Deliver me, O Lord, from the me.
Deliver me from the me.
Deliver me, O God, from the me.
Deliver me,
O God, from the me. Deliver me, O God, from the me. Deliver me, O God, from the me.
Deliver me,
deliver me, deliver me, deliver me.
Lord, deliver me from the me. Lord, deliver me, I pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, deliver me from self. Deliver me from the pride of life, yes, Lord. Deliver me from the me, the pride of life. Deliver me, my Father in heaven. Deliver me from the pride of life.
Deliver me, O God, from the me. The me that comes from parental influence. Parental influence. Tribal influence. Ancestral influence. Cultural influence, traditional influence. Our tradition has nullified your word. 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 Our me, our me, our culture, our me, our me, our me.
Nullified your word.
Deliver us, O
God.
Deliver us, O God.
Deliver us, O God.
Deliver us, O God.
Deliver us, O God.
Deliver us, O God.
Deliver us, O God.
Deliver us, O God.
Deliver us, O God.
Deliver us, O God.
Deliver us, O God.
Deliver us, O God.
Deliver us, O God.
Deliver us,
O
God.
Deliver us,
O God.
Deliver us,
O God.
Deliver us, we need deliverance from it, O God. Because it has so limited us. Me has limited us. Lord, deliver us from the me, the self, O God.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Enemy.
Enemy.
That is delaying me.
That is delaying me.
Enemy.
Enemy.
That is causing my delay.
That is causing my delay.
Enemy.
Enemy.
That is causing my limitation.
That is causing my limitation.
Enemy.
Enemy.
That is causing my situation.
That is causing my situation.
Today.
Today.
I renounce.
I renounce.
I confess.
I confess.
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 I renounce.
I renounce.
Rakata kabali kata kabaya kata kabaya.
That has limited me.
Lipapa rakata kabaya kata.
That has limited me.
Lipapa rakata kabaya.
That has limited me.
Rakata kabaya.
My Father in heaven. I confess it.
I confess. And I renounce
it.
I confess and I renounce.
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 In the name of Jesus Christ,
I confess and I renounce.
I confess and I
renounce. I confess and I renounce.
I confess and I renounce.
I confess and I renounce.
I confess and I renounce.
I confess and I renounce.
I confess and I renounce.
I confess and I renounce.
I confess and I renounce.
I confess and I renounce. In the name of Jesus Christ, I reject it. Yes, Lord. It's influence on me, Lord. I confess and I renounce it. I confess and I renounce it. I ask for mercy, Lord. I ask for your help, O Lord. I confess and I renounce any self, enemy that has exalted itself, yes, Lord, above God's will and purpose for our lives. Powerful.
In
thank
Jesus'
you, Lord.
Mighty name.
Amen.
Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Take the place of the me.
Take the place of the me.
In my life.
In my life.
Take the place of the me.
Take the place of the me.
Place of the me.
Take the place of
the me. Take the place of the me.
Take the place of the me.
Take the place of the me.
Take the place of the me.
Take the place of the me.
Take the place of the me.
Take the place of the me.
Take the place of the me.
Take the place of the me.
Yes, Lord.
Take the place of the me.
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 Yes, Lord.
Take the place of the me.
Take the place of the
Holy Ghost.
Take the place of the me.
Holy Ghost.
Take the place of the me.
Take the place of the me.
Take the place of the self.
take the place of the soul,
take the place of the knee,
take the place of the knee, rule and lead me. Lord, rule and guide me. Take the place of the me in my life. Take the place of the me in my life. Take the place of the me. 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 Take
Because the parents said they won't accept the man because of where the man is coming from. The lady married, all right. Look, I can tell you, a pastor and a wife, everybody, when you look at them, you can see that these people, they can really go as a couple. You know, there are five C's, but three, when you are courting, that shows that you can marry. Compatibility. First, conviction of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit has convicted the two of you, then the two of you, compatibility. Are you compatible? Can you agree? At least 90%. And then confirmation. Confirmation. When people from outside see you, do you look like married couple? When they see you, do you look alike? Yesterday, when one of our ladies, Agi, came to me, I just saw the husband by her. She came to me only in the office, but I saw the husband by her. Anytime I see the two of them, you can see that these people, they match. They are married already. They match. So you see, before you marry, the three C's, and after marriage, the other two C comes. Commitment and communication. Commitment and communication. Commitment and communication. Why is this money turning into a marriage seminar? Commitment and communication. This is what makes a good marriage. The five C's. Three before, and then two others will come after the marriage. Commitment to each other and communication. 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 We can see that these two people can go together. And yet, the woman's family says no. My senior pastor came in, people, oh, no, no, they say no, 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 no. It's a taboo. From that tribe, we don't. Finally, the pastor married another lady. The woman also married another man. Let me tell you, the lady the pastor married, the trouble, even the lady is no more, the trouble. And the man that the sister married, the trouble, even the sister died, the troubles, the me, is the greatest problem of every Christian. Me. We call it the pride of life. Three things. The lust of the eyes and what? The lust of the flesh and the pride of life. That's what the pride of the... of. That was what Satan used to overcome Eve. When Eve saw and realized that it is good for this thing, she tasted. These three things. Genesis chapter 3, verse 6. Yes. These three things. The pride of life. The me is the pride of life. As for me, I will never be a friend. I will never befriend people from this tribe. As for me, this. As for me, that. As for me, this. Say, Holy Spirit. Overthrow the me.
In me.
In me. and take over.
Take over.
Overthrow the me in me. Holy Spirit, overthrow the me.
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 Overthrow
the me.
Overthrow
the me.
Overthrow the me.
Overthrow the me.
Overthrow the me.
Overthrow the me.
Overthrow the me.
Overthrow the me.
Overthrow the me.
Overthrow the me.
Overthrow the me.
Holy Spirit.
Overthrow
the me.
Overthrow
the me.
Overthrow
the me.
Overthrow
the me. Overthrow
the me.
Overthrow
the me.
Overthrow the me.
Overthrow
the me. Overthrow
the me.
Overthrow
the me.
Overthrow
the me.
Overthrow
the me.
Overthrow
the me.
Overthrow
the me.
Overthrow the me.
Overthrow
the me. Overthrow
the me.
Overthrow
the me.
Overthrow
the me. Overthrow,
overthrow, overthrow, overthrow, overthrow,
overthrow,
overthrow, overthrow, overthrow, overthrow, overthrow, overthrow, overthrow, overthrow, overthrow, overthrow, overthrow,
overthrow,
overthrow, overthrow, overthrow, overthrow, overthrow,
overthrow,
overthrow, overthrow, overthrow,
overthrow,
overthrow, overthrow, overthrow,
overthrow,
overthrow, overthrow, overthrow,
overthrow,
overthrow, overthrow, overthrow, overthrow, Ipeleketeke baraka takabaya. Ipeleketeke baroko tokabaya. 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 Holy Spirit, overthrow the me. Overthrow the me in me.
Overthrow
the me in me. Overthrow the me in me.
Overthrow
the me in me. Overthrow
the
me in me.
Overthrow
the me in me.
Overthrow
the me in me.
Overthrow
the me in me.
Overthrow the me in me.
Overthrow the me in me.
Overthrow
the me in me.
Overthrow
the me in me.
Overthrow
the me in me.
And take over my person.
Take over.
And take over.
And take over.
And take over,
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 and take over.
In Jesus' name. When I look at some people, I know their problem, but I can't tell them. I only talk with the lady pastor. I'm telling you. I can't tell them. The me is too much. If only your me is being inspired by the Holy Spirit. Look, when you are working with me, it is difficult. I don't just act. Because I want the Holy Spirit to inspire the me. Because I've made a lot of mistakes with the me. Oh, the me. I used to just do things. So, then when God comes in, and I see the way God... So, you see, sometimes, Lord, forgive me for saying this. It looks as if God confuses me. So, I've come to a point that if you don't, it's like you can't take decision by yourself. Because of the past. Look, in my own me, I wanted to be a doctor or a pilot. That was my me. So even childhood, one of my uncles was an engineer, aeronautic engineer who repaired plane engines. My parents would take me to him. He would take me into the aircraft. Yes. Plane. I was entering plane like that. Sometimes even when they are working on something, I'll be there. Small boy. I developed the desire to become a pilot or a medical doctor. I love these two professions. I'm telling you. But here is me. Here is me.
Oh, here am I.
Or here am I. So you see, God cast it down. From there, like my very good childhood friend, I said yesterday, the Queen Mother, who came beautiful, very, those are very beautiful. The most, in fact, she was even the beauty queen. One time, she won the beauty queen, the district beauty queen. They were saying, hey, the last one, the last one. No boy got closer to her because of me. My parents and the parents thought that we were going to marry. But here is me. She wasn't in God's purpose. She was a good woman, highly educated, very sharp, all standard. But she is not just hot. The God's purpose. She is not just God's purpose. And as we grew, some of the problems she shares with me, then I realized that if I had married this woman, I would have been in trouble. If I've married this woman, I would have been in trouble. If I've married this woman, my ministry would have suffered. A carefree. Carefree. Very, very, very naturalistic. Oh, nothing natural. This one, because she did psychology and philosophy. Ash. Masters. Traveled. They're like, what do you think about it? Don't you think this thing is because of this? Don't you think this thing is because of this? Don't you? I say, hey, pray. Oh. Pray. So you see, where would I have been fighting? So God's purpose, the me. You are online right now. The delay of your marriage is the me. The me of your family. You miss Mr. Wright because of your family. Yes. You are supposed to even move out from that family house and get your own place. You are still there. The me. I was telling my wife, somebody has a stony heart. God, there are indications. Ow. Megbe. Ow. Me, what I am, I am. Stop worrying God. And check yourself. Say, my Father in heaven. Deliver me from the me. Holy Spirit. Overthrow the me in me.
Yes, Lord.
Overthrow the me in me. Overthrow the me in me.
Yes, Lord.
Overthrow the me in me.
Overthrow the me in me.
Overthrow the me and have your way.
And have your way in my life.
And have your way in my life.
Overthrow the me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Mr. Alfred, it's not over tomorrow the me. It's not over tomorrow the me. It's overthrow.
Maybe it's the phone.
Okay, the phone.
The phone changes.
Mm. You know, somebody work with me. Anywhere we travel to, even pastors, we're going to meetings. Look, funerals. Somebody who sees it, who is this lady? I say, she's working with me. She's my so-and-so. Say, she married? Say, no. Say, you marry a Ghanaian. About over 10 times. You marry a Ghanaian. But somebody influenced her to leave. A friend influencer. You, that man you are working with, can you marry? Don't you know that when you are working with that man, you cannot marry? And under pressure and influence, the person was cut off. They me. Say, Lord,
now is my time.
Now is my turn. You are the God of the now.
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 You are the God of the now. You are the God of the now. You are the God of the now. You are the God of the now.
You are the God of the
now. You are the God of the now. You are the God of the now. You are the God of the now. Let my testimony
be
now. Let my miracles be now.
Let my solution
be now. Let it be now.
Let it be now.
Let it be now.
Let it be now.
Let it be now.
Let it be now.
Let it be now.
Let it be now.
Let it be now.
Let it be now.
Let it be now.
Let it be now.
Let it be now.
Let it be now.
Let it be now.
Let it be now.
Let it be now.
Let it be now.
Let it be now.
Let it be today.
Let it be today.
Let it be today.
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 Let it be today.
Let it be today.
Let it be
today.
Let it be
today.
Let it be today.
Let it be today.
Let it be
today.
Let it be now.
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 Let it be today.
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 In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Please, let's be careful in life. Please, God is teaching me something. Live as if it is only you and God. Please, live as if it is only you and God. Let your thoughts, your actions, and your everything be controlled by God. Even me, what you are hearing right now, go back to God and listen and ask him questions. Whoever is counseling you, whoever is advising you, this person who worked with me, I was talking about, a former couple and with the husband who wanted to misbehave, and I didn't give them chance. And they left the church, started attending another church. The lady started influencing this lady. You can't marry. When you continue, look, you can't marry. Your marriage delay you. Your so and so. Under pressure, she left. And when she was leaving, she shut down everything. She shut me off. Anybody she knows that is connected to me, she blocked everybody up to today. Block, 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 block. I don't know why. Then tomorrow, you go to a prayer camp. Tomorrow, you go and tell a prophet that your marriage is delayed. Tomorrow, tomorrow, you go to this church. You go here. You go there, you go here, you go there. Check your record. You have shut yourself off. Check your record. Under negative influence. Say, my Father,
Father in heaven.
Any negative influence. Anything I'm experiencing.
Anything I am experiencing.
As a result.
Of a negative influence.
Negative influence.
Of a negative influence.
Negative influence.
Of negative influence.
Negative influence.
I surrender.
I surrender.
I confess.
I confess.
I renounce.
I renounce.
And I cast down.
And I cast down.
I confess.
I confess.
I renounce.
I renounce.
And I cast down.
And I cast down.
I confess.
I confess.
I renounce.
I renounce.
And I cast down.
And I cast down.
I confess.
I confess.
I renounce.
I renounce.
And I cast down.
I
confess.
I confess. I renounce.
I cast down.
I cast down.
I confess.
I confess.
I renounce.
I renounce.
And I cast down.
I cast down.
I confess.
I confess.
I renounce.
I renounce.
And I cast down.
I confess.
I renounce. And I cast down.
I confess.
I renounce,
I renounce
and I cast down
I cast
every
down.
Negative influence.
Every 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 negative
that I am living with.
That I am living
I
with.
Confess,
I confess.
I renounce.
I renounce.
And I cast down.
And I, cast
I, confess,
down. I confess.
I renounce.
I renounce.
And I cast down.
And I, cast
I confess.
I confess.
I renounce.
I renounce.
And I cast down.
And I cast down.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Let it be now.
Let it be now.
Let my testimony
let
be
my
now.
Let my testimony be now.
Let my miracle
let
be
my
now.
Let my miracle be now.
You are the God of
you
the now.
You are the God of
let
the now.
Let it be 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 now.
You are the now God.
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 Let it be now.
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 Let it be now. Let it be now. Let it be now. Let that testimony be now. Let my expectation be now. Let my answer be now. Let the solution be now. Let the solution be now. Let the turnaround be now. Let the turnaround be now. Let it be now. Let it be now. Let it be now. Let the breakthrough be now. Let the open door be now. Let the confirmation be now. Let the fulfillment be now. Let it 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 be now. Let the healing touch be now. Let the breakthrough be now. You are the God of the now. Let the breakthrough be now. The breakthrough be now. The breakthrough be now. The open door be now. The miracle be now. Today, today, today. Let it be now. Let the testimony be now. Let it be now. Let it be now. Let your visitation be now. Let it 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 be now. Let the turnaround be now. Let it be now. For everyone online. 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 In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let it be now in your life.
Amen.
Let it be now in your life.
Amen.
And so it is.
Yes, Lord.
Go and celebrate your testimony.
Amen.
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 In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Beloved, may the Lord bless you. Amen. This is how far the Lord has brought us. Enjoy a blessed day. God willing, this week we'll be having the 11th hour prayer parade 3 times. Monday, Wednesday,
and Friday. Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.